Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Good to have you here today, and if you were with us last time, then you know we have begun to talk about the Holy Spirit. He is the third person of the Trinity. God is one in three persons. Thus far, we have talked about God the Father and the love He provides to us. And we have talked about God the Son and the grace He provides to us. And now we come to God the Holy Spirit and the comfort He provides to us. When we enjoy communion with God, we receive love, grace, and comfort. And this is great news. Do you need God's love? Go to Him in prayer. Do you need Jesus' grace? Go to Him in prayer. And do you need the Spirit's comfort? Go to Him in prayer and ask for these things. In fact, it will be helpful, depending on your need, if you focus on one member of the Trinity in your prayers at a particular time or a particular day. For example, I find myself in need of Christ's grace for me, so I dedicate my short yet urgent prayers to Him. I seek forgiveness for my many sins, and I ask Him for the grace to overcome the temptations that present themselves to me. Today, I have very Christocentric prayers. Well, what about you? The three persons of the one God, to whom do you focus in your communion with Him? Now, last time we visited the Gospel according to John, and we heard Jesus promise the Holy Spirit to His disciples. Do you remember this? He was in the upper room on the night of His betrayal, and the Lord launched a 5-chapter discourse and a prayer. Not all of this actually took place in the upper room specifically, but Jesus did say these words on the same evening. And what precious and significant words these are. The disciples were under great stress. They have a growing sense of abandonment as they try to catch on to the reality that Jesus is going to leave them, because as the Lord has predicted, He will be crucified. But the Lord assures them, "You are not going to lose my presence with you, in you, because the Father and I are going to send you the Holy Spirit, and He will come to you and help and comfort you." In John 14, verse 16, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth." And in John chapter 16 and verse 7, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send Him to you." Now that right there is the promise made. And now I want to show you in the Bible this promise kept. Always, when God makes a promise, He keeps it. And that is evident regarding the coming of the said Holy Spirit. So, if you have a copy of the Bible with you, open to two places. The first is John chapter 7, John 7. And the second is the book of Acts chapter 1, Acts 1. We will talk about this first text, John 7, for a couple of days. Today I am interested in one specific phrase. We will look at it and then go over to Acts 1. So let me read while you listen and perhaps follow along. John 7, verses 37 through 39. "Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. John 7, verses 37 through 39. Here, Jesus is in Jerusalem at the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. This feast was connected to the harvest of grapes and of olives that we read about in our Old Testament. It lasted 1 week sometime in September or October, and it was a very popular feast in which the Israelites commemorated their long walk through the wilderness by constructing shelters out of leaves or branches. Ah, yes, like little booths or tabernacles, hence the name of the event. On the last day of the festivities, what John calls the great day of the feast, Jesus cried out. This is an important message from the Christ that this crowd really needed to receive and believe. Crying out, Jesus gives this invitation. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Then he makes this promise. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. We are going to look at this next time. Here is what I want you to capture now. John continues, but this Jesus spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Notice the application. The Spirit is the source of the rivers of living water that will flow out of the innermost being of those who believe in Jesus. Let me say this again. The Spirit is the source of the rivers of living water that will flow out of the innermost being of those who believe in Jesus. We'll hold on to this for next time. And notice what John adds. The Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus again promises those who believe in him the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit has not come yet. Why? Well, because Jesus was not yet glorified. You see, first Jesus is glorified, then second the Holy Spirit is given. He comes to the true disciples of Christ. What does the Bible mean when it says Jesus was not yet glorified? Let me be concise. Jesus was glorified in his death on the cross. The cross is the supreme glory of our Savior. But at this moment, in John chapter 7, verse 39, Jesus was not yet crucified. He was not yet glorified. And so the Spirit was not yet given. However, stick with me now. When we get to the end of the Gospel of John, Jesus was glorified. His death, burial, and resurrection had all taken place. Therefore, the promise will now be kept. And all who believe in Jesus Christ receive the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to Acts chapter 1. As Acts 1 opens, the writer Luke informs us that the risen Christ, in his post-resurrection body, has met with the disciples and has instructed them to wait in Jerusalem for the promised Holy Spirit. I am reading verses 4 and 5 of Acts chapter 1. Gathering them together, Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, Jesus said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Then, as we continue reading, we observe the ascension of Jesus to heaven. He was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received Jesus out of their sight. And then we are told the disciples returned to Jerusalem, where they obediently waited. Due to time constraints, let's go to Acts chapter 2. I am reading Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Yes, here he is. Jesus promised the Spirit, and after Jesus was glorified, sure enough, here comes the Holy Spirit of the living God. Verse 4 says, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And all genuine Christian people at this hour, we too are filled with the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit resides in each one of us, just as Jesus promised he would. The Helper, the Comforter has come. And what I want to do when we gather again is to come back to this 7th chapter of John so we can identify just one of the many specific ways in which the Holy Spirit helps and comforts us. By doing this, I hope to give you a practical example of how you can pray to the Holy Spirit. So please do not forget to download the next podcast and or be by your radio at this same time on this same station. There is a progression to what we are learning. God the Father loves us. God the Son is gracious towards us. And God the Holy Spirit, given to us by the Father and the Son, comforts us. We are going to hear from our friend John Owen on this some more in the days ahead. I have not forgotten about him and his rich insights. What we are learning is a well-rounded and very biblical way to pray. We believe in the Trinitarian God. We pray to the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And as we continue to speak of the Spirit, I think it is valuable to see how the Spirit was promised and then how the promised Spirit came into the lives of these first disciples. So I encourage you, go back tonight and read John 7 and Acts 1 and 2. See for yourself what we studied today in the Bible. Make the text yours. Let the Word of God through the Spirit of God speak to you. And then be sure and join us next time as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.